Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the first ever episode of K-Hum Debate Club, Street Justice Edition. Yeah, that's right. Wow. We're going all out. Okay, so in question here is K-Hum listener X this morning was driving. Oh, by the way, well, we've got a judge, Larry.
Thank you very much, Michael, there for your kind invitation.
Your honor. Looking real good.
Yeah.
It's silk.
The wig is nice, too.
So basically, we've got some jurors who have emailed in, and they have self-selected themselves. We want to thank all the jurors for their time, and they are now... Can you swear them in real quick?
Yes, jurors, please put your hand on your computer and repeat after me. I swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, or at least make it up to the best of my ability and belief.
Okay, they have all done this now.
Okay.
I feel it in my heart. So, in question, listener X this morning... was driving toward town on Myrtle Avenue. It's a three-lane road. There's two lanes, and then there's that middle lane where you've got, you know, if you need to turn out, right?
A shared left turn lane.
A shared left turn lane, colloquially called the suicide lane by some. Not okay. You, though, apparently. You've never heard the term.
I've never heard that term, but okay. I understand it now.
So what happened was listener X was driving, he says, the limit. And by the way, this is a completely one-sided story, all from listener X, was driving the limit. And a car, whose driver we will call Driver Y, passed him after tailgating him, allegedly, 4 feet off the bumper. She passes him in the suicide lane or the shared left turn lane. That is illegal and unsafe. And listener X took umbrage with this. Now, this very same car then proceeded down Myrtle Avenue, allegedly, and pulled into Starbucks to get a coffee. And it was at this point that listener X decided to follow that car into the Starbucks parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, as he put it, calmly say his piece. He didn't get in her face. He did not raise his voice, he says. He says he didn't block her path. He just went in there and said his piece, which was, quote, "Big hurry, huh? That is a horrible way to drive. You're putting people at risk with that S."
Swear word. Yeah.
"You ought to be ashamed of yourself." He says he was not overly aggressive about it. He didn't get in her face. He just said his piece and left. Then he went home and he called CHP and reported her driver's license plate to them and went about his day. The question for our jurors is, Goff?
Was that, did this crime warrant that response?
That is the question for the jurors. Yeah. So jurors, here are your instructions. What you're going to do is you're going to listen to my arguments. I'm going to and your arguments will probably go back and forth for about, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll see where we get. And then the jurors, when they have reached their own personal conclusion in their heart of hearts, they're mm-hmm. going to email yes or no to us. Yes, this warranted that reaction. No, you should not do that.
Okay.
Now,
one thing I want to point out from the outset of this is that we only have one side of this story, right?
Yeah.
I'm not questioning the credibility of your witness, listener X.
Listener X.
But we got to keep in mind that he faces no consequences in this court if he were to exaggerate one her crimes. Or understate his reaction, right?
Yes. Like
so if he you know he's giving you the story, and he doesn't. There's nothing that could befall him.
Your Honor.
Point of clarification as to my role.
Yeah,
I am the judge.
Also the moderator, I would think.
A judge or the judge?
You are the judge.
Okay. Well, my ruling on this is that we'll have to take a driver X at his word.
Yeah.
And just assume that everything that Driver X says is 100% correct.
Okay.
Because we don't have...
What I will accept is that this person passed him on the left in a lane that was not intended for such activity.
In a lane that was not intended for such activity?
Yes.
If I had a gavel, I'd be
banging. What was
it.
That? Was that the Law and Order
sound? That was
sound?
Law and Order sound okay. effect, yeah. All right, so go ahead with your argument.
Okay, I just... Because this is not an actual court of law, I want to start and attack this from an unconventional angle. In that, does it lead an individual down a path of living an abundant, fulfilled life, to take on the problems of the world onto one's own shoulders. I should say this. Minor problems. I don't think that this was not a huge sin that was committed. In my view, it was annoying. Yes, I'm not giving this person a pass on their actions, but what was that?
Oh, the band's here. I don't care.
Okay. So I just, come on, man. You're gonna give yourself an aneurysm with this.
Your Honor, may I approach the bench?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, we're gonna do this. Speak. I have to.
Is this even an argument? The defense is saying that one cannot live their life like this. Is that even germane to the question of did the alleged crime warrant that response?
Well, if that is the question at bar, then no. It's irrelevant.
It's inadmissible?
I believe that the question as initially stated was broader, however, was this the appropriate thing to do in essence?
Okay.
And if that is the question...
This is my background for how my defense is going to be constructed.
You may proceed.
Okay. Now, so our listener X, after the point that the crime was committed, follows this driver, and I would have to say that just the act of doing that is aggressive. There's no subtle way, no passive way to follow someone to their destination where they're going to get out of their car, and then you in turn are going to get out of your car, and then to approach them. That is an aggressive act in itself.
You're saying this is a social crime?
Yes. Now, I'm not calling it a crime. I'm calling it an aggressive act. Now, there are some things that warrant aggressive acts, like if somebody is punching your dog, maybe you can get in that person's face. Would it have been another path to let this person just go and not feel the need to take on this problem?
Your Honor.
Yes.
That is the cynic's crutch. That is a way to slide through life unencumbered by responsibility or accountability, and I don't think that it betters society to continually overlook these infractions that do affect us all. Kids get – this is near a school. This is near Lafayette Elementary School, uh-huh. Right? It's at allegedly at Park and Myrtle. So there are kids. It's in the morning.
Now, I'm not saying that this did not warrant a response. So what he did ultimately – is he called law enforcement and reported this person's driver's or their license plate number, right? That is what we're hearing?
Yes. Okay. CHP was allegedly okay. Notified.
Now, I don't know. Does anything happen with that?
That's a great question. Let's leave that to the judge.
Judge.
We don't actually know if CHP will act on this. I'm going to say CHP is probably not going to do anything because they're too busy fighting meth.
They do not have enough evidence to proceed with any right. Enforcement action.
Now, but one could say if this is a pattern of driving in this individual that she undertakes, eventually this will catch up with her, right? And she will face consequences.
Yes, exactly. This has caught up with her.
She No.
But trifled with listener X, and listener X ain't having that. Listener X is like, look, if I do not do something about this person's behavior, then this behavior will continue. And to do so in a legal, mellow, you know, this is not again, according to listener X, he was not confrontational about it.
This is exactly confrontation. Okay, this is not confrontation.
Okay, accepted. This is a confrontation, but it's not an aggressive one. It's not a physical altercation. It's not a threat.
Well, your definition of aggressive and mine differ.
Your Honor, can we get a definition of aggression?
I think you're calling for a ruling, and it's premature for the bench to issue a ruling at this point.
Well, okay. So, Your Honor, if in fact this person did approach the allegedly terrible driver without blocking her path, without doing anything physically threatening, and using a regular conversational tone saying, that is a horrible way to drive, what are you doing? Okay, go ahead.
Point of clarification. Is this an... Are we governed by the rules of actual court?
No.
This is not actual law.
Yeah, no.
So I mean, we're talking about, like, in this court, would you agree that harshing someone's mellow is a crime? Whereas in actual court, this is we're just talking about lifestyle and happiness and living life abundant. And I'm saying, like,
okay, so
this was
the jury has checked in.
Okay,
we are already starting. By the way, jurors, feel free when you are ready to render judgment.
G chat
G-chat them in. Email
studiocam.com. It should be pointed out that this is a jury completely selected by you. I know you gave me the option, and I had other work to do. But
everybody
you,
who wanted to be on the jury is on the jury.
Okay.
Juror number one.
Yeah.
Says that Goff is making arguments for drinkers. Let him dig a hole.
No, I'm not. Because I said from the outset that this, in my view, this is a minor crime. Whereas if someone, and then I said, if someone was punching your dog, that warrants a different response. And if someone is drinking and driving and running over your children, that warrants a different response than the crime that we are being presented with.
Yes, but if we do not stand up for ourselves and self-police, clearly the police are not there to stop these infractions. Furthermore, can I admit evidence?
But they are.
May I admit some evidence, Your Honor?
Proceed.
Thank you. From the MTS, the National Transportation Safety Board, you will see this graphic very clearly here. It shows...
you had more time to prepare, Mike. This is...
We had the same amount of time.
Yeah, but I have no... I had to do... I had outpost stuff to do.
We'll hear from one party at a time.
You will see that reckless driving, unsafe driving, leads to at least the same amount of fatalities that drinking and driving does. And yet we as a society seem to turn – we look the other way when it comes to somebody who's driving like a maniac, when in fact the CHP themselves say if you see somebody driving like a maniac, call 911.
They say call 911, right?
Which happened.
Do they say follow the driver, exit your vehicle, and get in that person's face? Is that anywhere on this?
Objection.
No.
There's no in the face.
Objection overruled. Yeah. So there.
That was not in the face, Your Honor.
What is the...
counsel.
Yeah.
Please let the judge rule.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Thank you, Your Honor, for keeping some civility here.
All right.
Well, jurors, we need to hear from you as soon as you can because I'm kind of out of arguments at this point. But I will allow you the closing argument.
If I may cross-examine the prosecution, I don't even know if that makes sense. But
none of this really.
Proceed.
Why would you, Mike Drunkers, not have proceeded in this exact same manner? Off the air, I asked you, would you have done this? And you told me no.
That's not what I said. I have done this. It depends on if I have the time and if I'm in the mood. I have called the cops on reckless drivers within the last month.
Mm-hmm.
I have done this. I saw a guy.
Called.
Yeah, absolutely. Twice.
Again.
Followed up.
Called. Not followed a person. And we've not even talked.
No, I told them where the house was because I followed the person to the house.
And I would put forth, we have not even discussed potentially how reckless this action was, because in following a person in your car, this person becomes scared. You don't know what their mental stability. You have no background on what this person is like. You don't know if they have a gun in the glove compartment. There are so many ways this could have ended poorly.
I have no argument against that, but it's not germane to this situation. I do agree, though. I do
Why?
Agree.
Why is that not? Okay. Explain thyself.
I don't know. Go for it.
No. You said that my...
The question at hand is, did this alleged crime warrant that response?
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay, but this is another...
We're bad at this, aren't we?
No, this is why we're not lawyers. Yeah. Get an actual lawyer on the phone.
I wish. They've been emailing. They're very helpful.
Call Jason Singleton.
Has our jury checked in yet?
Let's see. Yes, we've got a couple of check-ins already. We've got one from a person who is ordained.
Turn the other cheek. I would...
That detail is inadmissible.
Actually, this person is saying... obviously, Goff will never be a vigilante superhero.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that.
My contention is that
I'm going to die old.
If there is accountability, on the streets, and we're talking about street justice, if there is legal and safe accountability where you can talk to somebody and say, I don't think what you're doing is safe, that's completely fine. And if we had more of that, we would be better off.
Okay.
If you knew somebody could call you out on something because you knew that you had to stand behind your actions, you would be acting more responsibly all the time. You only have to look at anonymous commenters on the internet to see this. Yeah. Like, if you can hide behind nothing, I mean, if you can hide behind sort of invisibility, then you just behave like a lunatic. And I think that's not okay.
Will you agree that this could have ended? There are a lot of ways that this could have ended.
Yes, there could have been dangerous outcomes. That's undeniable.
She pulled into a Starbucks. She could have gone
stricken, speculative.
She could have been,
stricken.
No.
Sit down.
But she could have been driving to her house, and he would have followed her to her house.
No, he did not do that. What happened?
Right, he did not do that.
Allegedly.
But that could have happened.
What he says is that after she passed him, allegedly, in the suicide lane, they both wound
up. I think you really need to have to define why you call that lane the suicide lane.
Because every time you get in there, you're taking a chance.
Every time you get in a car, you're taking a chance.
Also true. Let's call them suicide cars. So what he was saying is that his suicide car was driving the limit, and that they actually wound up at the Starbucks at the same time.
Okay.
Ooh, la, so la. Her crazy driving, allegedly.
Counsel.
Yeah.
Point of clarification. It was the court's understanding that this person went to the Starbucks because he saw driver Y go there, not because he intended to go there himself.
Yeah, he would. No, exactly. This was as we're told, a spontaneous thing where he's like, "Oh, look, she's pulling in there, and I'm right behind her. I'm just going to pull in and say the piece, and then I'm going to get back in my suicide car and go call CHP."
Thank you.
So, yeah, this was not a drawn-out chase. Okay. This was just like, fine. Hit the signal and go.
I think it strengthens my defense, the point that you brought up, just the fact that law enforcement – what website was that you were citing?
The California Transportation Safety Board.
That the fact that they specifically recommend doing not this.
They do, and that is a very valid point.
They do not say – they never say follow another citizen.
Yeah, and in the interest of actual community service instead of this debate club, we should remind people – seriously, they do say call 911. You see a maniac? Call 911. Don't screw around. Call 911.
I just want you to take your role as a master of the airwaves seriously, and I don't think that you want to recommend to your listeners that they follow anybody that pisses them off on the road.
Absolutely. I am not, in fact, recommending that. The only question at hand is, was this socially okay? Was this a kosher response to an alleged crime? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've got one other juror checking in. Goff's hypothetical arguments are weakening his case. So there's that. Let's go take a look here.
Argument ad weakendum.
Okay, and here we've got a juror P. She is saying that calling out bad behavior is absolutely acceptable. She says, yes, all valid points. MD wins. She says, however, if I want to make the point that if I as a woman were to call out a big baller dude in a truck for bad behavior, he would flip out and be so defensive that I would probably fear violence and not do it. Mm-hmm. Yes, this happens all the time. And she also says that she calls CHP on bad drivers all the damn time.
I'm not against that.
One juror checking in. Another juror checking in saying the only real issue here is whether or not the confrontation was aggressive. If, as alleged, this was all good, Your Honor?
I'm prepared to issue a more broad ruling once we've heard from all the jurors. Mm-hmm. Not jewelers.
Rural jurors.
The jewelers are different than jurors.
That would be different. Yeah.
The rural
jurors. What if you were a jeweler and a juror?
from a rural area.
Yeah. I'm a rural jeweler.
All right, continue.
Okay. So far.
Where's juror M on this?
Juror M, holla back, dog. Please let us know. So we've got two yeses.
My phone.
What else? We've got another juror saying, what does Goff think about making a citizen's arrest, which is a perfectly legal action? Would you?
This is not an arrestable offense.
This is not an arrestable offense.
That's what I think about that.
I think it's totally arrestable.
Oh my god!
I hate it. See, we gotta look out for ourselves. The cops got their hands full.
You think this person should have been detained? Like,
he
should have, upon entering Starbucks, tackled her to the ground and zip tied her hands.
Juror C has checked in. Now Juror C says guilty. She says, I would have done the same thing as long as focus was on the behavior, not the person. So thank you, Juror C.
These people.
We appreciate that. And where's Mad River? Mad River, where are you? We've got somebody up at 4,000 feet. We've got Juror N of the cloth, who says, based on the evidence and arguments presented, I vote that this was an acceptable action.
Oh, my gosh.
If listener X was indeed calm and courteous, this so-called confrontation was an act of kindness that could alter the course
people
of
are over-
driver...
Look- People are overlooking his profanity laced.
There was one S word.
Rebuke.
Yes, there was one S word.
Okay.
Which was probably bad manners. Juror N says the confrontation could have been an act of kindness and could, in fact, alter the course of driver Y's future driving habits. Book 'em. That's what this person says. I'm going to fire that thing off as much as possible.
It was really nice.
All right. And do we have any others? Because I think we need one more. And then... Juror N, she says, apathetic to not call CHP. Personal contact with alleged criminal, no. Not acceptable. CHP, yes.
Thank you,
this
Juror
is one
N.
for you.
One for me.
All right.
I just think it's insane that... It feels like they're alleging that... If my passivity,
your congenital complacency,
by not confronting this person, you're essentially ushering in the Third Reich. Everyone should be more mellow.
We just need Juror M. If Juror M can check in, we've got. Actually, you know what?
What?
I think we've got majority.
Well, yeah.
Even if every other juror went in your direction.
Judge Trask is...
Judge Trask?
Court is prepared to rule.
Please.
First, I'd like to thank the jurors for their service. It's a civic duty, and we appreciate it. The facts of the case are that a person passed in the so-called suicide lane, after which point the person who was passed followed the passer to a local coffee shop and confronted the passer. Records. The facts are that the act of passing in the so-called suicide lane was an irresponsible and potentially dangerous act. That is clearly a violation of the law and cannot be condoned. However, it is not incumbent upon the other drivers to enforce the law. In fact, it's not permitted. We have a social system set up whereby sworn officers of the law enforce the rules of the road. If driver X had happened to come across driver Y in the ordinary course of their day and reminded driver Y to please drive more safely, yes, because you have a responsibility on the road, that would be one thing. That would be a perfectly permissible act. It is by its very nature, by the very nature of following this person.
Larry, do you want some reverb? You're going big here.
Could the court continue, please?
Okay.
The very nature of following this person to the Starbucks to confront them in using curse words makes that a confrontational act. No matter how mellow the person believes that he was, it was a confrontational act.
Preach on.
Which is not permitted in our society. If driver Y presented a clear and present danger, that would be one thing. Mm. If they're driving so recklessly as to present a situation in which if they're not stopped immediately, it is likely that danger, mayhem, or injury would occur, then in that case, yes, we have a responsibility to act. That was not present here.
Thank Jesus.
The further thing is that the confrontation is not likely, in the court's opinion, to change behavior. If there were a possibility that driver Y would have a soul-searching moment and decide to never pass in the suicide lane again, then perhaps the court could countenance a confrontation such as described.
Amen.
It is unlikely, however, that driver Y would change their behavior. Therefore, given all the evidence, we rule in favor of... Are you the defendant?
Yeah.
We rule in favor of the defendant. Case closed.
Justice prevails.